All right, Kevin Barker. Well, if you're not going to hit and you're going to rely on your pitching and defense, I guess it stands to reason that every now and then you're going to lose a game like today, 4-3, the Boston Red Sox beating the Toronto Blue Jays, and misplays in the field contributing mightily to this game. The last play of the game, basically, I mean, it's a tough sit. First of all, let's just say Manny Gonzalez
he's an awful umpire. Say it.
Yeah, he sucks.
He does. There you go.
He stinks.
That made you feel good about yourself right there, didn't it?
Well, a little bit, yeah.
There you go. It's about time.
I mean, he may be.
He's awful.
He may be Angel Hernandez's son. We don't know.
But he is terrible.
I mean, the point is, all that aside, yeah, the strike zone was just awful all night long. However, awful for both sides, it must be said. Nonetheless, Kevin, bases loaded after a couple of hit batters and a single in the 10th inning. Trevor Story grounds out Dondres Jimenez. And I think Ben and Chris had the call. I don't think even if Jimenez fields the ball cleanly, I'm not certain he gets Hamilton home.
Yeah, it's a tough play, right? I mean, he's trying to set his feet in the direction that he wants the ball to go. You know, that whenever you do that, sort of the ball gets on you a little quicker than normal, right? Because he's trying to set sort of the transfer out of the ball from the glove quicker because he's setting his feet towards the target. It's a tough play, right? I mean, Hamilton's a fast guy. He knew it'd be bang, bang. So what you have to do, right, infield in, ball right from a right-handed hitter. It's probably twirling a little bit away from you because he hit it off the end of the bat. Like, I mean, it's bang, bang. That's a tough play. I think it's more about the eighth inning than it was that inning, right? I mean, Sandlin coming in, that's a tough get for him, top of the order like that, right? I mean, he's got to be perfect. I mean, you're punching guys out and you don't get the call. And then
Jeff Hoffman's was not available, by the way, just so we – You know,
yeah,
we'll
so,
that.
You know, so they, right, I mean, you're right. Like, they need to almost play a perfect game when you're not hitting. And they didn't, and they lost.
And they're not hitting.
No. Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
They're not.
Vladdy was given not given the day off. Vladdy didn't start today.
Well, play him.
It's a planned day off. I mean, you can't say it's silly. It's something that.
It is silly. Yeah. You can have a day off when the season's over.
Well, it's a little early for that, Kevin. I mean, it is. You know.
Well, I mean,
again, whatever
nice
they're doing,
third or second or
whatever. Well,
whatever they're doing
to keep him healthy, right, is working.
They're playing him. That's how they're keeping him.
Nonetheless, Anthony Santander again. Now, first inning single, but 0-for-4 otherwise with 3 strikeouts, and I mean, just Kevin missing hittable. I mean, we were talking missing hittable pitches.
Yeah,
like 93 middle. I just missing.
Yeah, I think it's because he's swinging at everything and he's on his heels a little bit. That scoreboard's never been bigger in these parks. Like, all he's got to do is like raise his eye level just a little bit over the cap of the pitcher, and he can see what he's hitting, and what he's not doing when it comes to hitting homers and driving in runs. So, yeah, I ask you, sort of a ha ha. When's it not early anymore? Are we getting there?
No.
Well, I mean, they seem to tell us that he's notorious slow starter.
Well,
when's that slow start and end?
Like, well, if you look at
May 1st, when's it over?
Yeah. I mean, I think he's a .210 hitter lifetime in the month of April. So, yeah.
So he's going to stink for the rest of the month until he gets to May 1st?
That's entirely possible.
That hurts, Jeff.
It's entirely possible.
That hurt. Poor pitching.
Chris Bassett was good again tonight, wasn't he?
He's Chris Bassett.
Eight different pitches, Kevin.
He did. He threw 5 pitches 3 or more times.
Yeah.
He was sinker, cutter, curve heavy. The curve was 19 to 20 miles an hour difference between the sinker and the cutter. I mean, he didn't have his best command with the cutter and the sinker. I mean, he did exactly what he was supposed to do, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of trying to throw it harder, throw it softer, throw it slower, have it break more, let them get themselves out. That's how you get a little bit deeper, because he knew who they didn't have in the bullpen, right? He was trying to fight through it and get through that inning, just so happened it didn't. And, You know, that I think is what we're used to seeing with Chris. He gives them a chance. I'm not saying all the time, but most of the time, just because of all the pitches, the change of speeds. You know, again, would you like to see him have a little bit better command with the sinker cutter? Absolutely. But you can't always have that. He grinded through it. He at least gave him a chance to get the lead going into the eighth inning, which is all you can ask.
Yep.
Turn it over. Jimmy Garcia, don't flip that wild pitch. They're winning that game. So, you know, it's just part of it, right? That's why you were saying on our show it's very hard to sweep a team in the big leagues in four games. Just, you know, it's hard. Everything's got to go right. And especially when you're not hitting. When you're not hitting, it puts a lot of pressure on everything to be perfect. And it wasn't today.
So the Jays did take 3 of 4 from the Red Sox. They go on to Baltimore to open a 3-game series against the Baltimore Orioles tomorrow night. And maybe that, maybe going home will ignite Anthony Santander in the friendly confines of, maybe not.
Well, it's not May 1st yet.
I mean, yeah, it's
it's May 1st.
There was, well, you could. Maybe somebody sneak in. He's got an Apple Watch or something. Somebody sneak in and change it, or just change all the calendars in the clubhouse. Yeah. Anthony, it's May 1st. Happy May Day.
Welcome to the season.
Welcome to the season. Exactly. 416-870-0590, *591, 888-666-0590. Again, Kevin, we talked about Will Wagner. That's the numbers. Those are the numbers to call, by the way, 590-590, the text line. We'll get out to the phone lines in a minute. Kevin, we talked about Will Wagner's defense on Blair and Barker today. Yeah. And, the defense comes back to bite the Blue Jays. Yeah. They've been a pretty good defensive team this year. Will Wagner just does not make that play. In the eighth inning with Rob Refsnyder pinch hitting. And kind of opens the door.
It's two plays. It's the error that he made that he sort of let the ball play him, right? Those ones that have top spin, I know it's hard, but you got to come get them. I mean, Cecil Cooper used to always tell me that all the time. He used to yell and scream at me, when you see top spin balls with big hops, come and get it. Don't let it play you. Because when it hits the ground close to you, it's going to take a quick big hop, exactly what it did with Wagner. And you could tell on the double play that he wanted to make sure he caught it first. Mm-hmm. That's why he went to a knee. Game of inches, Jeff, right? When you go to a knee, you try to stand up and throw. It takes you a little bit longer. It means the runner going to first is gaining a little bit more ground to the first base bag. That's why he was safe. So, you know, it's like he's learning on the fly. If you're going to stick him out there, put him in a position that he's not used to playing, it's really hard to learn that when everything's quicker and it's the eighth inning and you're up 2-1. I mean, it's just sometimes I think that what's that saying? You got to learn the hard way. I think he got a heavy dose of that today.
Alex Bregman reaching in the fielder's choice in the eighth inning, the double play not made, and then that is when Jimmy Garcia uncorked the wild pitch, and the Red Sox second run came in. And,
You happy about Brandon Little? You want to see a little bit more of that? What? Don't look at me like that.
We
got Pete Walker anymore. Might be the first or second question we ask.
Yeah, we're not going to have any choice in the matter, it doesn't appear. So they appear to be married to him.
I ain't got no more lefties down there. Flew Hardy, you ain't going to Flew Hardy.
No.
So, I mean, if that's, again, you know, we've seen the difference, right? We saw that with the Mets. When he's getting the 1-2-3 in the order, it sort of looked like it looked today, right? Mm-hmm. I'm choking that off. Everything's a little tighter. When it was 4-5-6 and it was Nemo and whoever else was following, right? It was tacking the bottom of the zone. It was snapping it out front. It was free and easy, not overthinking it. So that's a hurdle I think he's got to overcome. I don't know how he overcomes it. Maybe you're having conversations, veteran guys having conversations with him on plane rides and, you know, just, again, I get back to that Wagner thing. Maybe you just have to learn the hard way. And the only way he's going to get past this is if they continue to run him out there. I've asked, are you going to keep throwing him in these spots? I've gotten the same answer two different times. Absolutely.
Well, he's on the team. It's not like they have a crap ton of options. So, you know, unless Ross can conjure up another lefty reliever, this is what they got.
Yeah.
And this is what they'll have to go with. Guy and Maple, you're on Blue Jays Talk with Blair and Barker.
Hey, guys. Yeah, just a quick comment first. I thought Andrea Bocelli could have did it better than the home plate umpire.
He was not good tonight.
That was terrible.
You know what I was thinking, Guy? I follow the umpire scorecards on X. I can't wait to see that umpire scorecard tomorrow morning because it was not good. It wasn't good for either team, but it just seemed as if he was really bad late in the game. And the Blue Jays just seemed to be. Yeah.
Yeah, if you can't call a 75 mile per hour pitch, I mean, never mind 100 miles. I mean, this guy doesn't belong in the game. But anyway, just wanted to say, I think Tyler Heineman's definitely earned himself a few more starts. The difference I noticed between him and Kirk, I mean, he appreciates the moment. Obviously, he seems more motivated. Kirk never has any emotion. It's just the same old crap with him. You know, the guy's got 26 guys left on base and two RBIs and in what 10 games that he's been there. And you know, when you're batting sixth and Barker, tell me if I'm wrong here. I mean, most of your guys that are getting on base are going to be your top four or five guys. Obviously they're the best hitters and whatnot, but the guys who are going to be hitting with the most guys on base are probably just as important, and not so much to get hits, but to at least make contact or to bring guys over. And guys like Ernie Clement or Roden or guys like that, Jimenez, those are the types of guys you want to see batting in the six hole. Kirk should not be batting higher than eight. He's a decrement to this team as far as, you know, batting in the six hole. He's let us down game in, game out. Every time he hits, he's got, what, zero base hits or zero extra base hits or one double or whatever. No walks. You know, I know he does a strikeout. He pops up a lot. I think Heineman's earned his keep, at least for a little while yet. And I just want to know both your thoughts on that. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, Kevin, I'll turn it over to you because I know you are the president of the Alejandro Kirk fan club. You were the guy that was saying pay the man going into the year.
We'll put Gee down for undecided.
Yeah.
Look, they gave Kirky $58 million. Kirky's playing. I mean, get used to Kirky. Like, Heidemann's the backup catcher. And again, he's probably the backup for a reason. Right. I mean, I know it's fun to watch him do things offensively. I do love the way Heineman is very aggressive with calling timeout, running out there and basically saying, dude, let's go. Like every once in a while, you just got to run out there and throw your hand on somebody's chest and go, it's me and you, man. Let's get this done.
Yeah.
You know, that's a forever. And I think that's what Gee's talking about. But that's just not Kirky's nature. Like, this is what you're getting. Like, I'm with Gee a little bit when it comes to his swing. I don't think it's how many he gets. It's when he gets them. I'm okay. You know, if he's giving you 55 to 65 RBIs, all the other stuff I don't care about, right? I mean, they love the trickery and the, you know, he's done a better job of throwing people out. Heineman was really good today, throwing Duran out. You kidding me, Jeff? Like, right? So, I mean,
Tyler Heineman, though, has been with a lot of organizations as a backup. So, I'm not taking anything away from him. He's a perfect backup catcher.
He ain't making $58 million,
no.
Jeff.
Well, no, he isn't.
He ain't.
I'm saying he's a perfect backup catcher. He's never going to be the everyday catcher unless Kirky gets hurt.
Every time he talks to Hazel, he's like, there is some urgency for me to do well. Yeah. Like, I know every time I'm in the game, I need to do something positive.
Johnny in Vancouver, you're on Blue Jays Talk.
Hey, Blair Barker. I can't wait for the ABS system to get in the game because that was brutal. I really think we could have had a different result if we had ABS tonight.
Well, don't forget, though, I mean, the ABS system is going to be a challenge. You're still going to have calls that aren't made. I mean, if you run out of your challenges – you know, and I mean, you probably would have used your challenges about 100 times today. But once you run out of your challenge, it's, you know, back to the old system. So I'm not certain the ABS in the regular season is going to make the type of difference people think it is. There's still going to be some crap umpires, regardless of that. Manny Gonzalez. Let's put it that way.
Boom.
Well, my comment is this: I'm really glad that Vladdy Stein is going to stick around, but I'm really looking for him to take a step forward in his maturity, especially late in games and big situations. I think the scouting report on Vladdy is first pitch, second pitch, throw him something out of the zone. He'll swing and get himself out. I think my personal eye test on Vladdy, you know, in these big situations is that he rushes. he kind of wants to do something big for his team, and he gets pretty, you know, his swing gets pretty big, and he usually grounds out or lines out or flies out. Today he was lucky that Boston can't turn a double play, and he got an RBI. But I just wanted to take that step forward, slow the game down, and have better at bats and late in games. I know he had a day off today, but and the whole team needs to hit. You want to sweep a team? You want to sweep Boston and Fenway? You got to hit home runs.
Yes.
So yeah.
And George Springer hit the only home run of the series for the Jays.
Yeah, you're not going to sweep Boston and Fenway with one home run from your five hitter, right? So it's not going to be enough. Thanks, guys. Love you guys. See you guys.
Appreciate the call. And both Bichette and Guerrero love hitting it at Fenway Park.
They used to.
Vladdy's 0 for 11 as a pinch hitter, by the way.
Yeah, it's hard to do, Jeff. It's the hardest thing to do in baseball. You know why I know that? Because I've tried it. You're sitting over there and you're tight as a stick. And then you get up there and you try and hit 100 because most of the time you ain't pinch hitting in the third. Mm-hmm. You're pinch hitting in the seventh, eighth, or ninth, and it's usually against the guy throwing 100. I think we're going to get more calls like this with Vladdy. Right, the expectations for him went up. Now, because of the amount of money that he's making, whether it's fair or not.
Nah, I mean.
The expectations that when he comes up in big moments, like facing a Chapman and gets a 100-mile-an-hour fastball right down the middle, people are going to be expecting him some of the time to be hitting that thing to the moon. And when you don't, not saying people are not still going to love Vladdy and, you know, think it, you know, great that he's here and he'll be here forever, but the expectations have went up. Everybody's human. Like, that's just reality of life. So, yeah, I've said this. How many six WAR seasons are we going to see? How many?
You need to see a few.
Yeah,
you'll see a few more than we've seen so far. You'll see a few. You got 14 years for the evidence to present itself. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, it's a lot of years.
Don't go anywhere. It's going to be a long court case. 4-3, the Blue Jays have lost to the Boston Red Sox in 10 innings. The Jays have taken 3 of 4 from the Sox. They go on to Baltimore to take on the Orioles in a 3-game series starting tomorrow. We're going to step away and come back. We'll take a look around Major League Baseball and go back to the phone lines as well. It's Blue Jays Talk on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Yeah, I had a little neck issue. That's why I kind of didn't go as long as I should. Had neck spasms 3 or 4 days ago. And then credit the medical staff to get me kind of where I needed to be to pitch. Just made sure it was loose. Yeah, I definitely would tighten up, so just made sure it stayed hot. And then just was smart with my body kind of thing. Kind of had a game plan going in of kind of where we wanted to be. Luckily, I got into the sixth, and then it was just, all right, what's smart so we don't flare it up even worse, so-called, for the next start, things like that. So, yeah, it was just maintenance.
There you go. That is Chris Bassitt talking about neck spasms, which is probably why, if you were watching the game on TV, you saw camera shots of him walking around, looked like grandma's heating pad around the back of his the back of his neck. Neck spasms were the issue for Chris Bassitt. I wonder, John Schneider, what was the issue for Nick Sandlin?
I thought he had good stuff, you know, just a splitter that Duran, you know, gets to the middle, and I think the same to Raff. Struck out Cassis, and Story hits a ground ball that would have sent us to the 11th. So I thought he did his part. It's tough to battle 9 hitters and an umpire.
Oh!
I got all the respect in the world for him, but it wasn't a great day for him behind the plate.
Yeah,
well, that's going to cost.
That's going to cost.
That's going to cost.
He's probably going to want to double.
Worth it.
He's probably going to want to double his the amount he gets paid for his hit tomorrow with us now. Cover the fine.
I mean, it's worth it. Good for John.
I think Manny.
Stick up for your players.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like Manny Gonzalez is going to get fined for being poop, will he? No.
He'll probably get assigned to the World Series.
Oh, absolutely.
Exactly.
ALCS, game one.
Let's take a look around Major League Baseball with Bet365. At Bet365, you can watch thousands of live games, make your build your own bet, and you can even make a bet while the game's still being played. 19 plus, play responsibly. Ontario only. The Los Angeles Angels beat the Tampa Bay Rays 11-1. They hit 6 home runs, which I believe is the same as the number of home runs the Jays have hit all year.
You are correct.
And that's 6 more homers than Anthony Santander, Bo Bichette, or Vladdy have had combined. I think
wow.
you can put it that way. I think
you
that,
can.
I think
they
that,
have that, zeros.
That's
so you
my
can.
Math. I think that's my math. The Yankees are in San Francisco. They'll be on later tonight. So the standings are as follows. And my computer just signed off, which is sweet. Drum roll, everybody, as I get my computer ready here. I believe the Blue Jays are still holding down. No, the Yankees are 7-5. 7-5, the Jays are 8-5. Boston is 7-7. Tampa's 5-7. Baltimore is 5-8. And of course, the Orioles will be the Jays' next opponents. And there's going to be a whole lot of 500, I think, in this division for a while.
Looks that way. There's all teams have weaknesses.
Yeah.
That's, I think, how you can say it.
Yes. I think every team has an area of real strength, and every team has an area of real weakness in this, and real weakness, like possibly, you know, fatal weaknesses. In the case of the Orioles, they just do not have the starting pitching.
No.
In the case of the Yankees, I don't think they have the starting pitching. Boston, I thought they were going to be, you know, I thought they were going to be better defensively this year. Everything I heard was that they were going to be better defensively this year because of Bregman, because of Story, Campbell. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're still capable of making just some atrocious plays in the field.
It just looks to me like the game speeds up on the Red Sox more than it should, which is very odd saying who their manager
Absolutely.
Is. Absolutely. It's just very odd. That's the case, and I'm with you. And I think the Yankees, too, with Devin Williams as their closer, I think that's a thing. It's going to become a thing anyway because that ain't Milwaukee.
Nah.
So, you know, and he's been giving up some hard contact, some loud noise. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, too. You know, there's a bunch of teams there have to score lots of runs. It's not the easiest thing to always do.
Brenton Halifax here on Blue Jays Talk.
Hey, guys. Big fan of the show. First time calling in. Overall, really happy with the team so far. I really love this group of guys, and I'm just happy that baseball is back and that the Jays look competitive. I think taking 3 of 4 at Fenway is a pretty great result, all things considered. I probably would have been happy with the split. But my question is about Will Wagner. You know, I'm a big fan of his game, but curious how he fits on the team moving forward. I think we know when Varsho comes back, you know, Lucas goes down. But with Wagner, kind of feels like he doesn't have a position with Jimenez on this team, and they kind of need power from the DH spot, and that's where Santander should be every single day. So we'd love to know how you see that playing out and whether Barger, who can play third and the outfield, has a cannon for an arm and hits for power, is the better choice moving forward. Thanks so much, and I'll hang up to listen.
Yeah, I don't know if Will Wagner's your everyday third baseman moving forward. They have to find another thumper for the middle of the order. But he's, with all due respect, when Dalton Varsho comes back, unless things change dramatically, and Nathan Lucas is not going down, Davis Schneider's going to get the one-way trip.
You would certainly think
to
so.
Buffalo because he's, so. I mean, he's an out. He's just an out. He doesn't
Seems
contribute. He's a good dude and all that, but he's not contributing anything. Nathan Lucas gives you a professional at bat. He'll put the ball in play. And he's pretty good defensively. Look, this organization likes Will Wagner, and Will Wagner's going to be in the lineup every day, someplace. First base, third base, he'll be DH'ing as well. They've obviously, I mean, they hit him in the middle of the order. Mm-hmm. Again, things are going to change, aren't they, Kevin, when Dalton Varsho gets back? Things will change. There'll have to be some adjustments, but I still think Will Wagner's going to be out there every day.
Yeah,
or
he's
close
gonna play,
to it.
He's going to play some first. He's going to DH some. He'll play third against the righty. Like, against the righty, he could be playing a ton, like Alan Roden. If Alan Roden's on the team against righties and he's still competitive at the bottom end of that lineup, he's playing. Like, that's – they're not going to, you know, have him on the team and sit him on the bench because – ask Vladdy. It ain't the easiest thing to do to sit over there and then come off and have competitive at-bats. So, you're not really wanting to ask a younger group of guys – to try and do that consistently and compete and give your team something. So they're going to be playing somewhere. I'm with you. You know, the Dalton Varsho thing, I don't think you overthink it. You send down the guy that ain't getting it done. And that guy is the obvious right-handed hitter. I don't care if there's a bunch of lefties standing up there. Let Ernie Clement pinch it. He's real good at it. Hey, let him do it.
Does anybody notice, by the way, that Miles Straw is now what? What is he, 8-for-16, something like
that? How about
that? I mean, I'll take Miles Straw over Davis Schneider in a heartbeat. He puts the ball in play, and he's a superior defender.
Yeah, and he could steal a base. You know, he can go first to home, right? You're paying him $11 million.
Yeah. So, well, there is that.
Yeah, you forgot that?
I did forget that. I mean, he doesn't have the cool mustache, but yeah, he's
but there has to be one of those moments where it ain't about like anymore.
Yeah.
Can you help my team? And right now he's not doing it. And maybe sending him down. I'm not saying if they send him down, you'll never see him again. Maybe sending him down to give him just a little time to exhale. Go down there and figure out what he ain't doing right. Start hammering balls. And once he's hammering it, then call him back up.
Yeah, very quickly, I want to go to Carlos in Richmond Hill. You've been waiting. Carlos, go ahead, please.
Thanks, guys. I think 3 out of 4 is not bad, even though today was tough. I think now that the Vlad thing signed, the one thing this front office maybe doesn't get enough credit for is on pitching evaluation. And I'm not just talking about signing guys, but I'm talking about not paying Robbie Ray. Romano's velocity is way down. You guys have probably seen. And then the guys they've picked up. I mean, even the Kikuchi contract while we had him, front three in the rotation. So I think the pitching has definitely kept us competitive. You took the words out of my mouth on Davis Schneider. He's 400 at bats last year, .191. Like the marriage is over, right?
Yes, and thanks for the call, Carlos. Yeah, I mean we know what he is. There's no genie in the bottle. You can keep rubbing it and rubbing it and rubbing it, but the genie ain't there and ain't coming out. Genie's gone to Buffalo.
Correct me, Jeff, if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure they offered Robbie Ray a contract and he didn't take it because he got more from somewhere else.
Yes.
So it wasn't like they weren't trying to bring him back. He just got more money somewhere else. So, yeah, I'm a giant fan of Pete Walker's. Anybody that ever listens to me knows that. And I think he's one of the main reasons why they are real good at how quick they make the adjustments. You notice that? Like how quick Barrios makes the adjustment over the rubber, simplifying things just to get it done, to give the lineup a chance. He knows the lineup ain't going to do a ton, and you got to give him a chance to at least have the big inning. That's why you make the quick adjustments. Yeah. For me, all Pete Walker.
And you keep him healthy. And one of the things the pitching coach is responsible for is sort of monitoring things and seeing that the starters stay healthy. So another good start today by a Blue Jays starter, Chris Bassitt. Not enough, though. The Jays lose in extra innings 4-3 to the Boston Red Sox. I tell you, folks, sweeping a 4-game series is tough. The Jays are on to Baltimore tomorrow. We'll have the game right here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and Sportsnet 7 o'clock first pitch. So thank you for listening to Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by the local family-owned Crown Rust Control Centers in St. John and St. Stephen, New Brunswick. Crown is proud to be Canadian-owned and operated since 1986, so protect your vehicle from rust today at your local Crown Rust Control Center or visit crown.com. Crown, Canada's number one rust protection.